welcome to this broadcast of Come Let Us Reason. I am pastor, science teacher, and Christian apologist Dan Cody. The name of this broadcast was inspired by Isaiah 1:18, where the Lord, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, calls his people to reason with him. Not surprisingly, Paul uses reason to persuade the Jews and the Gentiles of the truth of the gospel. In Acts 17, we find Paul reasoning in the synagogue and in the marketplace with whoever is present. So in the upcoming weeks, we will seek to reason from the scriptures and from all that science reveals about creation in order to defend the truth of Christianity. We will consider the substantial body of compelling evidence showing that the claims of Christianity and the gospel are true. The audio file for this broadcast can be downloaded at our website at www.multimediaapologetics.com for further consideration. I will repeat that website at the end of the broadcast. And now for today's program. Atheists say there is no creator, but given what we know about the universe, is it logical to believe that there is no creator? Today, we will see that atheism cannot stand against the building scientific evidence for a creator. Now, let's take a few moments to consider the evidence that shows that there must be a God. Up until the 20th century, scientists widely accepted the steady-state model of the universe. The steady-state model supposed that the universe was infinitely old and unchanging. It just existed eternally. If the universe were infinitely old, then time and space would have no beginning. The universe would have always been and would always be. Since the universe was thought to be static and unchanging, stellar bodies such as stars and galaxies would be maintained at fixed distances from each other. If time and space had no beginning, there would be no need for a creator, since the universe would have been, by definition, eternal. In 1929, Edwin Hubble observed by telescope that the universe was in fact expanding, as had been predicted by Einstein and Lemaître. He noted that the galaxies were moving apart from each other, which contradicted the steady-state model of the universe. In 1964, Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson discovered the presence of cosmic microwave radiation, indicative of the fact that the universe was once very hot. These scientific results, along with others, led scientists to conclude that the universe had a near infinitely hot and compact beginning. Our enormous universe started out in the distant past as small and hot, and expanded from that point. This explanation for the origin of the universe became known as the Big Bang Theory. It affirms that time and space had a beginning approximately 13.7 billion years ago, and that the universe continues to expand just as an explosion would. Is the Big Bang Theory ultimately correct about the beginning of the universe? Theories are refined as new data is collected, but it is certainly significant that cosmologists and astrophysicists now almost universally agree that the universe had a beginning. For thousands of years, long before telescopes and space probes, the book of Genesis has affirmed this very thing. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The scientific conclusion that the universe had a beginning, coupled with the principle of causality, presents a major problem for atheists and agnostics. The principle of causality simply states that every effect has a cause. It is an undeniable truth that nothing happens without a cause. Will your car ever start unless someone or something performs some action that causes it to start? Of course not. If you turn the key in the ignition, press the button on your remote starter, or perhaps just the right ignition wire short out, the car will start. In any case, there is a cause for the effect, which is the starting of the car. Consider the following simple logical argument. Everything that begins to exist has a cause. The universe began to exist. Therefore, the universe must have a cause. The logic and the conclusion are undeniable. If the universe began to exist, something had to have caused it to exist. When we consider the complexity of the universe, we realize how amazing and powerful the cause of the universe must be. One estimate of the number of stars in the universe is 10 billion trillion. That is a 1 with 22 zeros after it. And some of these stars have diameters more than 200,000 times that of the Earth. As a comparison, if the Earth were the diameter of a golf ball, by comparison, the largest known star would have a diameter equal to 24 times the height of the Empire State Building. The cause of the universe must be very great and powerful indeed. So where does that leave atheists and agnostics? They are in the uncomfortable, irrational position of having to deny the principle of causality and the obvious conclusion that derives from it. It makes sense to say that something created the universe. It makes no sense to say that nothing created the universe. That someone or something created the universe is undeniable since it began to exist. The atheist might say at this point, if the universe needs a creator, then so does God. But this is illogical because the creator is outside of space and time because he existed prior to the initiation of space and time. Therefore, it makes no sense to talk about the beginning of such a being. The creator must logically be a timeless being since he existed before the initiation of time, which means that he must be an eternal being and therefore cannot have a beginning in time. Now let's consider another line of reasoning that shows that atheism is false. Wherever we find information such as a web page, book, or computer program, the source of the information is an intelligent being. The reality is, there is no known source of information other than intelligent beings. Who else creates magazines, web pages, or computer programs? Only intelligent beings, right? Consider the human genome, which is the complete DNA sequence of the human organism and contains its complete specification and heredity information. According to the Human Genome Project webpage, the genetic information content present in each human cell is the equivalent of 200 volumes, each the size of the Manhattan telephone book. It would take 9.5 years to read the sequence aloud. What a staggering amount of information is contained in every living organism. It should be obvious that there must be an intelligent source for the massive amount of information contained in the human genetic code. Putting it in simple logical form results in this. The only source of information is an intelligent being. The human genome contains a vast amount of information. Therefore, the source of the human genome is an intelligent being. Think about it for a moment. Is there any way out of the conclusion to this argument? The conclusion is undeniable. Here again, atheists and agnostics are left in the uncomfortable, irrational position of having to deny the obvious conclusion that humans were created by an intelligent being. The author of the human genome must be a vastly intelligent being. Christians call that being God. Typically, when confronted with these kinds of logical arguments, atheists are quick to change the subject. But changing the subject will not invalidate the logical arguments presented here. Some of the most important decisions individuals can make in their lives revolve around their views of God. Charting a course in life starting with atheism as a presupposition will subsequently lead to many incorrect decisions, since it is clearly false. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 1, "Those who deny the existence of God are suppressing the truth, for the creation clearly declares the existence and the glory of God." Friend, as we work through these broadcasts in the upcoming weeks, compelling evidence for the truth of the Bible and the gospel message will be presented. According to the Bible, one day we will all stand before God. He is a God of love, but he is also a God of justice. In his love, he has sent his Son and made a way for sinners to be reconciled to him. Because God is just, he cannot turn a blind eye to sin. Jesus says in John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And later in John, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." The only way to avoid eternal condemnation is by believing in Jesus. Eternal salvation comes through faith in Jesus. Don't slip into eternity on the wrong side of this issue. For your eternal destiny hangs in the balance. According to the Bible, those who reject or ignore Jesus will be eternally separated from God in a very unpleasant place. The blood of Jesus shed on the cross is accepted by the Father as full payment for all of your sins. God gives all who receive Jesus the right to become His children, but you must receive Him. And receiving Him means repenting of your sins, believing in Him, and obeying His commands. If we love Him, we will obey His commands. Jesus calls us to believe. There is no reason for Annie to perish, for God loves you. He sent Jesus for you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't leave earth without Him. That is our program for today. Come Let Us Reason is the radio broadcast of Multimedia Apologetics. For an audio file of this broadcast and a simple book that defends the truth of Christianity, visit our webpage at www.multimediaapologetics.com. Once again, that is www.multimediaapologetics.com. You may also email us at clurtoday@gmail.com. We look forward to receiving your comments and questions at clurtoday@gmail.com. Once again, that email address is clurtoday@gmail.com.